Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambo Leap, Packer Hall of Famer. Speaking of which, the Packers just purchased more land up in Green Bay. Now they purchased a funeral home as they continue to expand. They bought, I think, three properties now. Now in the city of Green Bay proper, they're buying property. And Aaron Popke, the spokesman for the Green Bay Packers, said it's not for anything specific, but it's adjacent to where Titletown is. It was for sale. So in the future, maybe we want to do something with it, so we took it.
Everybody wins.
So we'll see.
Somebody trying to sell property, if you can get a buyer and it's the Packers, you can get some. I hope they made money out of it.
But that's, you know, a couple million, I think, for the properties.
Oh, that's nice. I hope that goes to somebody that needs it, man. People need cash. I had an uncle. Now, if my aunt married a guy,
don't ask me this. I'm very good.
Uncle,
I'm not good at this stuff.
Ask Plucker.
I don't know. Plucker.
If he marries my aunt, he's my uncle. Not blood uncle, but I would call him unc, right? I mean,
yes.
He's married into the family. He's my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. His father. Follow me, brother ran a funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up, I'm like, that's got to be the quietest place ever, right? He said, you should come visit. I said, no, because I ain't trying to go on no funeral homes. Nah.
Huh, I've been in funeral homes.
Very profitable business.
Yeah.
Very profitable.
My buddy's helped to run a funeral home for a number of, I don't know, 20, 25 years, something like that. Been there a bunch.
But Steve, he used to put the clothes on.
Yeah.
Like.
Yep.
And then can't do it because
all that stuff. Yeah.
No. So you knew somebody that.
Yeah, he still does. Yeah, he runs it. Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty much the funeral director or whatever they call him. Yeah, he used to run a fancy. Well, he still does. I'm just not in anymore. But runs a fancy football league that Tim Allen and I were in for years. I believe Tim's still in it. For years, since the mid-90s, and he's been running it before that, I think. So, yeah, in fact, remember the day that you and I think it was it Rami or Vernier? Who was here the day that I almost died on the interstate? Who was here that day? Is it Rami?
You talking to T-Bone?
Yeah. Whatever.
Rami,
right. So then you're playing the crashing sound effects on the air after you find out I wasn't dead. Right.
After we found out you was fine.
After you found out I wasn't dead, right. So that day, I was on my way to that said funeral home to pick up my fantasy football earnings. That's where I was going.
Sure was.
And then when I got to the funeral home, my buddy was like, dude, you got glass all in your head. Like, did you not realize? I was like, no. So I'm taking glass out of my head and everything else. And it was fun.
But yeah, that's actually where I was headed that day.
Oh,
and
wow.
Could have ended up there in a different way. Okay, so let's talk about what's going on with the NFL. Aaron Rodgers is a guy that everybody wants to talk to. And Aaron Rodgers also making...
I thought it was Brett Favre.
Brett Favre's another one, sure. But of current guys, they like talking to Aaron Rodgers as much as anybody else at this point because he always has something to say about something. And most of the time right now, they are always wanting to talk to Aaron Rodgers about what? Jordan Love. Oh, what about Jordan Love? Are you going to be able to get along with Jordan Love? And yada, right. Yada, yada. And that's what it's all about. Well, he played in a golf event over the weekend. And because Aaron Rodgers was there, that means people are going to have questions for Aaron Rodgers.
He plays that one every year, though.
Yes, correct. That's the Tahoe one that he plays in. And
he plays
there's
a couple of them.
Right. There's a bunch of celebrities that play in that event every year. And Aaron Rodgers was talking about this upcoming season and whether or not or what he thinks is going to happen and so forth. And he pretty much just threw out there that, man, I think the first thing top of mind is, are we going to even have a season at this point? Now, again, I understand that, you know, when he says something, well, it's, you know, it shouldn't be end of the world stuff. But realistically, though, Leroy, when you're one of your top quarterbacks in the National Football League says, are we even going to have a season? Maybe that's top of the mind. I think that becomes a story. And I'll read you more of just that. He says, I think top of mind is, are we going to have a season? I think there's a lot of things that have to be figured out. We're hopeful. We're hopeful that it's with fans and we can get all the testing procedures down the way we want it for the utmost amount of safety. But I think we're kind of waiting for the league and the NFL Players Association to figure some things out, end quote. Now, part of that is going to be the safety part of it. And to that end, the NFL unveiled today Oakley mouth shields to help combat coronavirus. The Oakley mouth shield, a product designed by Oakley in collaboration with doctors and engineers from the NFL and NFL Players Association to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus on the field of play, is expected to be distributed to all 32 teams over the next week. This is from ESPN, when it will receive a test drive on a much larger scale than it has gotten to date. Said Dr. Alan Sills, the NFL's chief medical officer, quote, there's certainly what we're going to encourage, and we hope that we're going to land on a product design that's something that everyone would want to wear because they'll see the value and want that additional protection without any detriment to performance. That's at least what the hope is. Now, having said all of that, we also have, of course, J.J. Watt talking about if he gets forced to have to wear a mask on his helmet while playing.
I saw a tweet that you had about a month ago about the possibility of the face shield inside the face mask all the way down. That does not beat the heat, does it?
My second year in the league, you know, I thought it'd be cool. I put a visor on my head. I was like, it looks so cool. I want to put a visor on. I had it on for about three periods of practice, and I said, take this sucker off. I'm going to die out here. I literally, just the face one. So now you're going to put something around my mouth. And you can keep that. If that comes into play, I don't think you're going to see me out there on the field.
Okay, so based on this, we may not see J.J. Watt. And you could see on there, it's what he talks about is a face visor, Leroy, where it protects your eyes. Like Gilbert used to wear a tinted out one or whatever to give you an idea in your brain of what it looks like. Well, that goes on the top part of the face mask. On the bottom part of the face mask, where you have more of these individual bars, into that, inside of that, will slide in this plastic-like mouth guard that will essentially try and, I guess, keep out incoming breath, would be my guess of how this whole thing is going to work. I just don't know, Leroy, if people are going to be down with this. I mean, obviously, I think NFL players are scared of playing, and NFL players want a season. But when you look at this, I'm not convinced that a lot of the guys in the Players Association are going to agree to wear these things.
He was just joking around. I told the guys last week, just tongue-in-cheek, having fun. He'll wear it because J.J. Watt always follows the rules. He's not going to opt out just because you don't want to wear something that's supposed to keep you safe. Well, I'll take the bait, you know.
Well, no, we don't have to talk about J.J. Watt. We're just talking about everything in general as far as this season getting going. Rodgers saying, you know, are we even going to have a season?
Yeah, I'm finna move to Rodgers. So that was a joke. So put that to the side. So fans, calm down. He'll play. Okay. Moving to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has been intelligent. He's been smart. Because if he says anything, the way he's tone deaf, I don't know what's going on in this country as far as the COVID-19, or they can't get the financial part of it, he's covered. His answer, he's covered. Even if there is a season. He's saying he's good either way. But he's also not saying, he's just assuming that they're 100% play. Some people are going to say, man, you really don't know that 135,000 people have died and they've come up. He's trying to protect. So he did the smart way. And that's what you should always do. Be smart about it. You really have to understand that everything is moving because of COVID-19. Not because somebody wants to do it. Okay. But in the back of his mind, Aaron is still thinking about the 40 million people who don't have jobs. He's still thinking about the 135 people that passed away. He's also thinking about the 15,000 people, you know, over in Florida that just got infected. Every day just setting records. He's got all that going on. And, oh, yeah, I got to play golf. And he knows that everything he says is going to be scrutinized. So what he said is smart. Matter of fact, one of my favorite Brewers, number 8, said the same thing. He had a long answer, made a lot of sense, and he said the same thing. If it is, well, guess what? They're playing baseball, and as we know right here today, they're going to play football. Those are the answers what you need from everybody. Instead of assuming they're going to be doing anything, just say, as of right now, hey, man, I don't know. I'm getting prepared. I'm going to follow the rules. I'm going to do everything they ask me to do. And if they ask me to put on a mask, I'm still all pro, okay? Now, players like me who have anxiety real bad. Now that's going to be an issue already because I'm claustrophobic. I don't like nothing covering up my mouth or my eyes or none of that. But that changed with Bob Knoll. Bob Knoll was our equipment director because he said, when it gets cold outside, you got to pull this thing over your head. Only thing's going to be out, the little ski mask, is your eyes. I said, I don't know if I can do that. My mouth being, he said, no, you'll be able to breathe fine. So I put it on, and I was fine. But my anxiety kept saying, oh, man, they're going to feel like somebody got their hand over my mouth. And every time it was under 30 degrees, it was in my locker. I put it on a few times, especially when we were at County Stadium. Put it on, no problem. I'm one of the guys to try to follow the rules. If they want me to wear this stuff, because I went to him and say, how can I stay warm? So if I go to him, Steve, and say, what keeps me warm, especially my face, and he gives me something and I don't use it, why did I even waste my time going to him? So my thing is this, J.J. Watt, he just having fun. You can just tell how he was talking. Aaron Rodgers, intelligent, and that was smart. We don't know. I'm prepared for either way, but you can do both. You can answer a question and still feel bad for all the people, you know, because I know the next question was going to be, you know, about fans and stuff like that. Again, I'm going to refer you back to the team's statement or the NFL statement on this. I'm just a player. I'm going to go where they tell me to go, and I'm going to play when they tell me to play, and I want them to keep me safe, and I know all of that. But now, Aaron Rodgers is a little bit different. Because when the CBA came out, you remember he was one of the few guys that didn't want to agree to it. So do you remember that?
Yep.
When it first came out, he was one of the guys. So his point is well taken. He want to make sure the guys, again, pay attention to what you're talking about if this stuff come up about percentages and them putting money in escrow. Don't just not read your material. When you get that material for the union, read it. And get educated.
I have a question about the union and this whole mouth guard that they're talking about putting in. I'll ask Lil Roy that coming up next as well. Are you growing more concerned about an NFL season happening? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM and The Fan. Again, the latest news today coming out is that Oakley has put together a mouth shield to get back coronavirus, that the NFL is going to send out to all 32 teams. Yes, that had to be a huge deal for Oakley.
Is Oakley made in the United States?
I don't know.
We need to find that in the break. If it ain't, get somebody in America to make it.
Not sure. All right, so I'll ask Leroy this question about the Players Association and this mouth guard. Coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Leroy Butler, the former Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer, inventor of the Lambeau Leap. Number 36 on the field, number one in your hearts. Talking about the NFL, Aaron Rodgers asking the question at his golf tournament that he played in over the weekend, are we even going to have a season this year? I think that says that's probably the first question that he has, because there's a lot to get done still between the Players Association and the owners before this thing actually kicks off or not. And that's the question we're asking. You're growing more concerned about the NFL season. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. And then on top of that, we have news today from ESPN that says Oakley, the guys that make the sunglasses, unveiled Oakley mouth shields to combat coronavirus for players to wear on their face masks. And they're going to be distributed to all 32 teams, and we'll see what the players think of them. And the doctor, one of the doctors that is involved in all of this, NFLPA Medical Director Tom Mayer, has also been sent to various player representatives and equipment managers for feedback. Two biggest concerns to date have been visibility and breathability, according to Mayer. Quote, we've only had it on a few players. We have 2,500 players in the league, but I was surprised that claustrophobia has not been an issue yet, he said. I think it will be when we have more players testing them. And that comes from Dr. Mayer. My question is, they just signed a new CB and all of that, but anytime you add a new piece of equipment like this, Leroy, can they mandate that they all have to wear it, or how does that whole process work?
Well, I remember they went through this with the helmet. Remember they had some guys, you know, Antonio Brown. I think even Aaron was a part of that. Certain guys.
That was a grace period. You had so many years to transition out of the old helmet and get into one of the newer helmets.
Yeah, it'll be the same thing. I mean, you got to get what. Cause remember, a while ago it used to be you had to have pads in your pants. You know, like
thigh pads,
yep. Knee pads, and all that. Now all of a sudden they went away with it. Then all of a sudden they say you had to have ear pads. You know, to put underneath you to protect your cheeks so you get a hit from the side. Guys, you take them out because they want the helmet lighter. They said, nope, you got to have those in there. And then we had helmets to where they had cool air. You put air in it. And then if you get a hit, it would just make your, get like a cool. So in other words, they always going through stuff like this. They just put it on the safety. They can do whatever they want. Yeah, they can do whatever they want. They can put a rule to make you do anything, because they're also saying by you not doing it, if you get hurt or if they can prove it, I don't know how they could, if you don't want to wear a mouth guard, something like that, and for some reason you test positive, they're not liable for it because they tried to give you something to prevent it or at least cut down the transmission of it or catching it. So you're kind of out on the island, just like the helmet. We're telling you which helmet to use. And maybe you have a contract with that particular people to, like Oakley, okay, fine, but can I go out to Under Armour and can they make me one? No, we want you to stay with Oakley. I should be able to go wherever I want. You can buy them, great, but can I get somebody else? And then I can go out and endorse that company. They say, okay, fine. Okay, Nike, you got the jerseys, you can protect. You can do contract with eight guys. You're the 57 guys on the team. You can go get shoe deals and do whatever you want. I can see that happening. I mean, in other words, they're going to figure that part of it out as far as making guys. I don't say making anybody. Miss America. Just, you can't make anybody do anything. But you can mandate. You can put it a part of the rules. So if you don't do it, you can get fined. But you can also go to the union and say, listen, this keeps guys safe. And if the union tell you this is going to keep you safe, oh, you just do it. You're just fine, because that means people have talked about it. You got doctors involved. See, now, if they didn't have the doctor involved, just people making the money up top, and they don't, because, you know, just like people talking about going back to school, but they're going, the people who are deciding to send your kids to school, their kids going to do it online. But it wants you to expose your kid to go back to school without the rules. So in other words, I'm on the field. You don't have a part in this. Let me hear what these doctors say. Is this mouth guard is going to protect me?
And, you know, not only that, I mean, we're talking about the coronavirus, obviously, at this point. I just wonder if this actually happens and players do get these on their helmets, I wonder if it becomes something that stays and never goes away again. Regardless if we're in the middle of a pandemic or not, and they just argue, oh, they can still keep you from getting sick in general, regardless if there's a pandemic or not, it's still better for you as a player to avoid getting sick.
It's the same thing like a mouthpiece. The mouthpiece helps with a concussion.
Correct.
It does.
Yep.
Because you bite down on it if you see the hit, but what if you don't see the hit? Then you got quarterbacks who have to take it out to talk. So they had ones that had little holes in it so you could breathe with it in. Then they got one, I keep losing it. I keep taking it. I don't remember to put it in my mask, which is disgusting. Then they got the one that hangs on your, you know, thing. And then saliva is all over your face, but it hangs on your face mask. I mean, there's ways to get around all of this where everybody can be happy. But ultimately, it's comfortable. You don't have to have crooked teeth and help with concussion. Because me, Brett Favre, and Doris Levins, all three at the same time had braces. All three at the same time.
Adult braces. Those are not fun.
Right. But I had a problem because they gave Brett Favre all of the green and gold rubber bands. I want green and gold rubber bands, too. Nope, we don't have any more. Gave them all to Brett. Wait a minute. So you're telling me y'all in Wisconsin, and you only ordered so many. That's all you should have is green and gold rubber bands. So you know the next time I visit, they had me a whole bunch of them. Now I feel better.
Spoiled. See? That's exactly what we talk about, just spoiled. Spoiled, really. At the end of the day, spoiled. It's fine.
I've been spoiled my whole life. I've been spoiled since I played for the Packers.
Glad that you got the green and yellow rubber bands. Just like your girl is spoiled if their man goes and gets them something real nice from the jewelry center.
I tell you what, guys, the thing about Dean Murray, he wants to help everybody. He wants to help everybody. He helped a good friend of mine who's getting married next year. They got everything in place. They actually went over there as a couple. They sat down, gave him the budget. She picked out what she wanted, and they had a young man there to design it. That's a real jewelry store. I mean, that's not one of these places you go to and you have to wonder if it's real or not. That's not the case. For 4 years in a row, they won an award. Now, think about that. I just want people to do more stuff, put in the work. You know, if you're going to put in the work, go to shoptjc.com today. They have somebody on there to chat with you, okay? You can chat with somebody and just ask questions. What do you have? I mean, I hear about all these bracelets. I hear Leroy and Gary talk about all this stuff. I mean, yeah, my dad has a watch, but the battery doesn't work. You know, and I was online and I saw this. Can I get this? That's what Dean Murray is here to do, guys. So I'm telling you, if you're driving right now, give your phone to the passenger. Go to shoptjc.com, okay? T as in Tom, J as in Jump, of course, C as in Cat.com. Go there today. You'll see the three locations. You'll see everything you need to know. You'll see a plethora of things. And the service is second to none. That's what I like more than anything, Steve, when I'm talking about the jewelry center. Their service is fantastic, and they will work with you. And if you've been going somewhere getting your money for extra gold, you paying too much, and they ain't giving you enough. If you're going anywhere spending on any kind of jewelry, all I ask, before you go in these malls or before you go to these places, give the jewelry center a chance. If they don't beat their price or get what you want, hey, no harm. It's all business, cuz. I'm just telling you, go to shoptjc.com today and get everything you need. It's the jewelry center.
Let's get the latest from CBS News. And then on the other side, the Washington NFL franchise has decided to change nicknames. They have odds out on what the new nickname is going to be. And Dan Plucker, our executive producer, thinks he has the reason why they didn't officially name what the new one is going to be, because apparently there's a snag. We'll tell you all about it coming up next on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show, serving up Hot Head Fresh here on The Fan. And I'm just going to start off by saying, I told you so, Leroy Butler. I told you so. We haven't even got to a scrimmage, nonetheless a game, and already guys are leaving the bubble. This is the thing.
I blame you and Gary.
Here we go. Me and Gary, why? How do we have anything to do with it?
Because y'all said 2 months ago, what if these guys leave? I said, no, they won't. And you guys, yes, they will.
So now, again,
I don't blame them.
Is it a superstar player? No. But Shams tweets out that King Center Rashawn Holmes crossed the Disney campus line to go pick up delivery food and now must quarantine for 10 days, has 8 days remaining on his quarantine after leaving the bubble to go get food.
What was the invisible line?
I'm assuming it's the resort.
So they brought it to a spot and he crossed the spot?
He left campus to go get it wherever he was going to go meet him at. And I'm assuming you have to stay within your resort, the resort property. And you can probably only get to, and again, not being in the bubble, I have no idea I'm right on this, but you have to stay within the resort outline because you can't go. So like if you're in resort A
right.
and you want to go hang out with your buddy in resort B, you can't do that. You don't get to go to the other resort.
Nah.
You can always stay in your resort. So if they said, okay, we'll drop off the food at the ESPN, the former ESPN zone or whatever it is. So you're going to have to leave your resort and walk over here and get it and walk back. And somebody saw him, you're dead. If he actually left the property completely to go meet somebody to get food to bring it back, then he's,
how'd they catch him?
Somebody ratted on him, obviously. Or somebody saw him. Because remember, they've got that hotline. They got that hotline, the anonymous hotline that you can call and rat people out something.
I heard they got cameras too. But still.
Think about the NBA Finals. You got an anonymous hotline. Hey, man, I saw LeBron out doing this and that and this. I think he should be quarantined. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
No, they're not that stupid. I'm not supposed to.
You said it.
I apologize. See that difference between me and you? I always apologize. You don't.
But I think it's funny when you say it.
Yeah. Nah, I didn't say it, but if you got the radio.com app, don't rewind that because I ain't supposed to say that. But Steve, that's different from Gary and you thinking they're going to go meet an Instagram girl. That's different. It may be sillier, though, because people may understand you only been out there for like 2 days and you want to go meet some girl than some food. But yeah, go quarantine. Yeah.
Yeah. So now he's quarantining.
I don't understand the rules, though. Where do you take the. Take out food.
They bring it to you.
Contact, right. So they bring it to your room?
I'm assuming so, yes. That's why they're under contract with those six restaurants we read earlier.
Right. Because I wouldn't want that guy to come to my room. I mean, but for the rules, if he got a mask on and just leave it at the door, then you're okay, fine. But
if you leave the resort to go get the food, you're done.
That's crazy. Ain't that crazy?
To a degree, yes, but they're trying to protect these guys as much as they can. I mean, it's not like they're doing it just
to protect them from themselves.
Right. It's not like they're doing it just to do it. They have a good reason of why they're in the situation. Trust me. If it was up to the NBA, they would not want to be paying Disney World all the money they're paying Disney World in order to get this done. I promise you. I'm sure they would rather have everybody playing in their own arenas, have fans full on the arena, and see what happens. Mm-hmm. But you're not in that situation.
I'd have brought my own chef with me, which is me. I'm my own chef. I'd cook my own food. I'd had all my groceries. And my brother, my youngest brother, he lived down there. He's a fireman down there, one of the chiefs. So I had him just tell me where to go. I got all my food. And
you're not able to go anywhere. You'd have to have it delivered.
I'm talking long. That's what I'm saying. I got a checklist. I need this. I need this. I need some this, some spices, this. Bring it to the spot. And I'm cooking my own food for these next 2-3 months.
Yeah, I think.
How old is he? Please find out how old he is.
Oh, he's younger. Yeah, I can.
Tell me over. He's not 30.
No, I don't think he's that old. No.
Yeah, he's probably just a kid. He don't even know what's going on. They don't follow rules. Kids don't follow rules no way until they get 30 years old.
It takes that long?
Yes.
Thanks.
You know, teenagers, they don't follow no rules.
Well, I don't know 20-somethings yet, but you know, I lived through it. I don't know how it is.
You can add Plucker right now. He ain't following no rules until you get to the building.
That's not true. He's a pretty straight-laced kid. I don't know. There's others, maybe okay. not, but I think Plucker's pretty straight-laced. All right, time for the Beaufortic Buzz of the Day.
It's time for the Beaufortic Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story, brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed-about beverage, 100% natural Beaufortic beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
We're going to get to Jim Rice, Packer historian, coming up in the next segment, but I wanted to go over this. Obviously, Washington has decided to retire their nickname and not have it anymore in the National Football League. Right. So now the question is, what will the new team nickname be? Some of the options: the Red Tails, which is the nickname for the Tuskegee Airmen back in the day. That is a 3-1 favorite. That's my favorite. The Generals, which the Harlem Globetrotters want them to use because that's the team they would play, you know, back in the day. 4-1. The Warriors, which we had to change Golden State Warriors to the Golden Eagles, but you're going to go put the Warriors now in place of the name you had? Doesn't make much sense to
right.
me. Warriors 4-1. The Presidents 5-1.
I almost cursed.
The Red Wolves 6-1. That does nothing for me. The Lincolns, the Washington Lincolns 7-1. The Monuments 8-1. The Washington Veterans 9-1. The Washington Americans 10-1. The Washington Kings 10-1. The Washington Memorials 10-1. The Washington Redhawks 10-1. The Washington Roosevelts 14-1. The Washington Skins 16-1.
No.
The Washington Jeffersons 18-1.
Moving on up.
That's from Bet Online. I like the Red Tails. I'm fine with going the Red Tails. You could pretty much keep the same color scheme and everything else. Not really have to change all that much. I think if you are...
You seen that logo, that Reese Waters logo?
Yeah. If you're Daniel Snyder, you're trying to do this without having to change your whole color scheme. You're trying to keep the colors as similar as to what they are as possible and really just have to change the logos. And again, he's going to make a ton of money off of it because all these fans of this team are going to go buy all the new stuff. For the life of me, I don't understand what his deal was all this time. I'm not wanting to change this. I don't understand. It's not like you're losing money on the deal. You're not losing money. You're making money, and you're doing the right thing on top of it. So, I don't get it. Whatever.
A lot of it's arrogance. I mean, just think about it. I mean, in 13, he said he wasn't changing. And
right.
He changed it when everybody tried to pull out. But I think, for the most part, I'm glad they're doing it. But at the same time, you're right, Steve, he will make a lot of money. But the people who are wearing the other Washington stuff, they're still going to wear it, you know. And that's they pay for it. I mean, once you pay for it, you actually own it. But he can get the naming rights but he also has to understand, whatever name you choose, some people are not going to like it. So I guess it's good to kind of put it out there and see what happens. But, you know, it can be a lot of people to just say, you know, let's just move on, because this gives you a brand new canvas. And because the team has been bad for a long time, and they were the last team to integrate.
Yeah.
The last team to do. I mean, come on, man. Just, okay, put that to the side. Moving forward, now you got to compete with Washington, Dallas, and the Giants, okay? And I think the fans should welcome that, because they have not been good for a long time. So here's a chance to start out fresh and new and go out and try to win.
All right, here is what may be standing in the way of getting a nickname done. Right, Dan Plucker?
That, and also I have a little bit of breaking news.
Okay. Breaking news on the Fan is brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil.
So as we know, last week, Thursday and Friday, was the first couple of days the players were heading down to the NBA Orlando campus. Well, the results for those tests came out, and two of the 322 tested at the campus on July 7th tested positive. So two of the 322 down there tested positive.
And they tested them before they left?
This is in Orlando. So they are on the two players on the NBA campus in Orlando.
Oh, when they got there.
Correct.
Okay,
positive.
Good. Okay. Yeah. So now we were just talking about that. What's the other? That was it. That's all you had, Dan.
Real quick, that's what he's got.
That's what I got for that. But if we're talking the rest of the Washington name, apparently somebody in Washington reserved a whole trademarked a bunch of the names that potentially Washington could use. So somebody went out and trademarked all of these names: Red Wolves, Tribe, Red Tails, Monuments, Veterans, the Freedom Fighters, the War Hogs, the Red Tailed Hawks, the Potomacs.
That's not
somebody went out and trademarked all of those names, so the Redskins couldn't have them right away.
No, that's not a snag. Just pay them. I'll make them a partner in it. Let people make some money.
Yep, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Got a couple of tweets here. One, Evan tweets a picture of the logo you were talking about as far as the Washington Red Tails. And we also got a tweet from Alan who said Rashawn Holmes is 26-year-old, the King Center, who left, crossed the line and went to get food. And now it's quarantined for 10 days. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk with Jim Rice, Packers historian, up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. Show served up hot and fresh only on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Or if you have HD radio, we are the second channel on KISS FM, 103.7 KISS FM, second channel there. Of course, there's the radio.com app. Always can listen to us on the radio.com app. So really, no excuse to say you can't listen to The Fan at this point. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, along with Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson out today. So since he is out, we have to bring on another historian, and this one goes by the name of Jim Rice, not the former baseball player, but the Packers historian. The Packers Century Project details all 1,448 of the Packers' 100 years of games. Thanks for coming on, Jim. Appreciate it.
You bet, Sparky. Hi, fellas. How you doing?
Doing really good. I'm always kind of curious about the brain that goes into putting something together like this, because I don't have the patience to go through and do what you did to put this whole thing together. So how did this whole thing get started with the PackersCentury.com website?
Well, we started in 2010 after the Packers won the Super Bowl, and three of the players had been former New York Giants, Ryan Grant, Charlie Peppra, and Jimmy Robinson. And I'm originally from New York, and I kind of went back on the history of the Giants and the Packers. And, of course, we know about Lombardi, but went back to the days of Cal Hubbard and Clark Hinkle and different connections to the Packers that maybe weren't so well known. And that's what got it started about, 7-8 years ago, where we published a first book called Giant Cheeseheads.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest things for me when I talk about history, especially of my time, Jim, and that's the 1990s through 2002, two guys really, when I talk about history, was Bob Harlan and Lee Rimmel. Lee Rimmel, to me, was the one guy, Jim, that taught me all about the media and to be accessible and to be respectful because your fans are looking at you. He would even tell me, like, what kind of shirts to put on under certain lights and stuff like that. So when I talk about historians, the history of the Green Bay Packers, those two guys are just come to my mind immediately.
Yeah, and Mr. Rimmel was, of course, a journalist of journalists, just a great writer, and, of course, the first historian, I think, unofficially, I suppose, Leroy, for the Packers.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, just great to read his stories along with all the other writers. And, Mr. Harlan, I'm a Marquette guy, so Bob Harlan's never far from my heart. I mean, he, the rescue of the franchise that he pulled off in, 91, 92, exceeded what happened in the 60s. I mean, the comeback in the 60s was only really a 10, 12, 13-year hiatus where you guys, it was 28 years in running. So I really love Bob Harlan because he worked his way up and did his magic.
Jim, I want to know, a lot of people don't know this about the whole stadium thing. I mean, it looks different now, of course, but you go all the way back to when, you know, the people in the city want to keep their particular team and then, you know, not having an owner, you know, and stuff like that. I know the people know about Vince Lombardi and stuff like that and Clark Hinkle and all these kind of guys, but to know that, because a lot of people don't know the history of why don't they have an owner? And I think that is just so relevant, especially the younger youth when I go speak. And then that's one of the biggest questions. Why don't the Green Bay Packers have an owner?
Right. And there were so many other small towns then that didn't pull off surviving like the Packers
exactly.
did. And Andrew Turnbull, one of the significant members of the early group, turned to the citizens and to the business leaders in town. And I have to say, Green Bay really was ahead of its time in really understanding the importance of having their name bandied about, whether it was in meatpacking or, you know, in other areas. And they knew the exposure that this new league might bring, and they were willing to take a chance. And so that's really something. And their survival, of course, without, you know, the current Lambeau Field would have really been in question. So it really something how the team and the city banded together at the same time in 1934, when the Packers were in trouble, so were the Portsmouth Spartans, who then sold off. They couldn't get their community to rally around, you know, Portsmouth, Ohio. They sold them to Detroit. They're the Lions, yet we turned to the faithful, and the Packers are still here. So the determination, and I think Remmel mentioned that, the determination of that community to hang on is without peer.
Talking with Jim Rice, of course, you can find all of their books that they have at PackersCentury.com. Again, it all got started with the book that he had mentioned earlier. When we talk about how these were all put together, you're using a lot of newspaper and press clippings. I would think for you, like so many people, it probably becomes depressing as you see more and more of these newspapers being shut down around the country.
Well, the dailies are history, but going back, looking at everything that's right available now to everyone on the internet, compared to having to trudge through the libraries and search through the microfiche, you know, it makes it a little bit easier to take. I'm an old history teacher, so it's kind of hard to just go to the sports section all the time, but I had to do that. And amazing, just all the things you read about. And when I took on the whole history of the Packers with all 1,400-plus games, I realized that all the stories of the games are really out there. And in some cases, especially in the early times, it's overwhelming about how much information is out there. So, you know, that's what kind of got me started, to kind of put it together in a way that makes a little more sense, if you will. But then it was the stories of the fans that kind of made it a little bit different than maybe other things. Because in this 2,000-page document, there are over 800 stories, quotations, comments about the connection between the first the community of Green Bay, then the region, and then, of course, the whole state of Wisconsin in hanging on to the team. So that's kind of maybe what separates it from other anthologies, if you will, about the Packers and the games.
Jim, real quick, we have a few minutes left. But if you can, you know, being a teacher yourself, because I think some of the biggest heroes were teachers, because I was a special needs, and I was in special education, and my teachers were like heroes to me, and I really appreciate everything they do. I know now with COVID-19, we're talking about should kids go back to school and things of that nature. I just don't want people to underestimate how much the value of teachers, and I want to thank you for being one. I mean, can you talk a little bit about just having just the inner something for teachers that don't get paid enough, obviously, but they're some of the smartest people. They just don't get a lot of credit for whatever reason.
Well, I think most of them, you know, are pay it forward kind of people.
Exactly.
And in any group, you have fantastic people that lead the group, and then you have others that are not so fantastic. And unfortunately, our society always focuses, you know, of course, on what goes wrong and, you know, how many drop passes and all of that kind of stuff. teachers, like, you know, many other professions, firemen, police, you know, they run toward the trouble, and they know that going in. And I'm very proud to have had a great career.
Jim, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate
it.
If people go to, again, PackersCentury.com, what are they going to find?
They will find the four books that I've written in the last 7-8 years, and then the digital download, which has all 1,448 games and all the stories of every Packer game in history. So it's all right there, and the books can be bought, you know, through Amazon, but the Packers Century is right on a digital download you can bring right home with you on the computer.
That's pretty cool stuff. Jim, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Take care. There he is, Jim Rice on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's your passion on growing your home. A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Coming up next, are you as confident as John Horse is that there won't be any tampering happening in Orlando? You can imagine where I'm at on this one. We'll talk about that next with Leroy Butler.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.